the very end of the Mar Makomos, in source 28, I quoted the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'yizdariz ma'od b'tfilah zu," talking about tfilas ne'ilah, and simen tofrei shchav gimel sekat gimel. Says you should be very careful. Be zoriz in this tefillah. Ki tachlis kol ha'aseres yimei tshuva hu yom ha'kippurim. Because the purpose of all of aseres yimei tshuva is to get to Yom Kippur. The tachlis yom ha'kippurim hu tefillas ne'ilah. And the tachlis of all of Yom Kippur is tefillas ne'ilah. Shakol holech achar ha'chisim. Everything goes by the end. By the chisim. Right? The chasima. The ending. When we're sealing the gzar din. The imlo achshav emasayin. If not for now, then when? If a person is not going to be mizdariz, if he's not going to put together all of his koiches before ne'ila, it's going to be fafalin. It's going to be lost. The year is going to be lost. That's the opportunity. Ne'ila is our last opportunity. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even if a person is weak and you know the tunis is difficult on him, he has to get the koiches together because if not for now, when is he going to do it? This is the time. You know, lehavdil. It's like a playoff game. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Two outs. What are you going to say? I'm tired? That's not the time to say I'm tired if you want to keep your job for next season. Right? You got to go out and belt the single and belt the home run. Win the game. Ne'ilah is a time not to give up. It's a time to get all the kochos together and to realize this counts. The chips are down. This is counting. This is the real time. It's a time to really get one's kohos together in order to accomplish. But you know, the truth is, this idea applies not just to Ne'ilah, it applies the whole year. We really have to take that attitude with us, to learn from Ne'ilah, to apply that to all Avodas Hashem that we engage in during the year. The Pasuk says about Talmud Torah, "Tevakshena kakesef uchamatmonim techapsena estovin yiras Hashem." The person wants to get yiras Hashem. He wants to understand Torah. So what do you do? So it's up to Pasuk, "Tevakshena kakesef." You have to look the Torah like money, like people look for money. Right? A person has a job. Day in and day out, he gets up early, goes to Minyan, and he goes to work. Right? He doesn't, you know, it's not like in the middle of the week on a Tuesday, he'll say, I'm too tired, I can't go. If he's sick, it's one thing, he has sick time. There is vacation time, but most days, he's got to get there. 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, he can't get there late. He has to, and sometimes it's even before 8 o'clock in the morning. Right? People work hard to make money. Why? Just say, I'm too tired. No, because they want to make money. And if you want to make money, you've got to put in time. You've got to punch that clock every day, day in and day out. Tevakshena kakesef. Uchmatmonim techapsena. If you want to accomplish in Torah, you've got to look at it like diamonds. If you've got an opportunity to acquire a diamond, you work hard for it. It's worth a lot of money. It's valuable. If a person looks at Divrei Torah as being valuable, then they'll approach Talmud Torah differently. Then laziness doesn't play a role. Person will be ozer, all the kochos, as the Mishnah Berurah says, right? He'll put all of his kochos together. It's just another morning seder. Come on, I can come to morning seder the next day. No, you'll say, this morning seder is key. It's the bottom of the ninth. Bottom of the ninth today? Yeah, every day is the bottom of the ninth. If we appreciate that Talmud Torah is like matmonin, that each word of Divrei Torah is like a matmon, it's like a diamond. If we understand that learning Torah should be like a person working to make a living, then you don't say, I'm lazy. I can't be lazy. I don't feel well. Sometimes a person doesn't feel well, but you have to go out to make a living. And Torah's like that. It should matter to us enough that we should say that I can't give it up. I mean, obviously, if we're sick, we have streps, there are certain circumstances that a person has to take off. But just because a person is just a little bit tired, when they're feeling well, just a little bit, you don't give up. You have to push yourself, because that's the way it is. If we realize that a gansayor, it's like ne'ilah, that every mitzvah we do, Talmud Torah is just an example, but it's like that with every mitzvah. Tefillah is the same way. Every tefillah is like it should be like a ne'ilah. But this is just, it's a Wednesday afternoon mincha. Like, it's not ne'ilah. No, but it could be ne'ilah. It could be ne'ilah. You could look at it like that. A person comes to do an act of chesed. Someone's, they need someone for a certain chesed. Why me? I'm lazy. I have other things to do. It could be like a ne'ilah. You could gain so much. If we appreciate that every act of chesed is like a diamond, we probably run to do chesed much more quickly. The problem is we don't have that kind of attitude. Ne'ilah, we realize. It's bottom of the ninth. Chips are down. We have to try as best as we can. But sometimes when it comes to the mitzvahs and the masim tovim that we encounter throughout the year, we don't have a ne'ilah perspective. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, I think they quote this from the Chafetz Chaim, that when a person comes to do a mitzvah, he should think that he's the only person on earth. He's the only person in the whole world who can be marbek kvod shamayim with his mitzvahs. He should think this is the only mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and this is the last time that he's going to do that mitzvah. Someone who has that perspective will do a mitzvah in a totally different way. This is it. No more. This is it. It's the only mitzvah I have. It's the last time I'm doing it. And I'm the only person here. If I'm not here, the Reba Kvot Shemayim is going to emerge from this mitzvah. No one else is going to do it. It's only me. It's bottom of the ninth. It's up to me. That's the attitude a person has to have for each and every mitzvah. Every tefillah that we daven. Every moment of Talmud Torah. Every chesed. Everything we do. There's so much we do that we can turn into mitzvahs. But if we have the right attitude, if we have an ne'ilah perspective throughout the year, the mitzvahs will turn into diamonds in our eyes. And we'll do them in a totally different way. That's the goal. The goal is to internalize a ne'ilah perspective and bring it with us the whole year. If we do that, we'll become different people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the insight. We should be able to keep the energy of ne'ilah alive a whole year. Each one of us should be zochet to have a gemar chasima tova, shnas chayim shalom.